I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Obviously, Toronto would be the easiest, or Vancouver would be the easiest. I got to tell you, if I was Seattle, I'd be excited about having Vancouver come in the league because, I mean, they have the farthest travel for anybody, anywhere, whether it's baseball or... football, but you know it is what it is, and the Kraken too, obviously for NHL. Dan, I do need to take this one phone call as a public service message. Jim is in Syracuse. Hi, Jim.
Jim,
gentlemen,
how are you?
The tugboat seems like a Phelpsian idea this morning. Is that noise his?
Whose is it, Dan?
It's not Jim.
Oh, that's a shocker. I'm shocked as a truck driver. Every damn time that thing goes off, I'm jerking the wheel going, that Phelps.
I'm sorry, Jim, but it's not me. I mean, that'd be Menigan. Just say the word, Jim, and see what happens.
I appreciate it, boys. Have a good day.
Thank you. I think he did say it, so you're a little late.
Andy, who's pitching tonight for the Giants?
Apparently, tugboats?
Okay. Easy, Jim.
There are some times, like, you're listening to the radio and you hear, like, they'll play a police siren or something like that. That's
around.
Bad news. Yeah.
Wonder if I maybe could maybe I'll try to change the pitch of it. Maybe make it higher pitched or something like that.
Is that an actual tugboat or is that a semi-horn?
I went into our royalty-free sound effect thing and I typed in...
Nice disclaimer.
Boat horn. And I went through and went, no. Because I wanted Popeye. That's what I wanted initially, was kind of like that higher whistle.
Yeah, the whistle.
Yeah, and I couldn't find it. You know, I tried steel whistle. Nope. I tried all that kind of
Aren't
stuff.
Aren't tugboats like, no? Or is that like a steamship or something?
I don't know my boat horns well enough to give you an answer.
Okay.
I am sure there is someone out there who does. I'm
15
just not
years
person.
On the air. I don't think we've ever had this conversation before.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think we've ever had it before.
That's a pretty pedantic conversations.
I have to go look that up. Hang on.
Big word, yeah.
Henry is in Strugsville. On A. How are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, Andy, I'm just so curious why you're such a huge proponent of this. It sounds like...
Well, I think it's going to happen. I just think it's going to happen. That's all.
I just think it's so stupid on the NFL's part. I mean, you've got this money. I mean, in my mind, they're chasing the money. I mean, the whole Thursday games has ruined it. If you have to add, say, two or three teams, the saturation. And then, I mean, my God, they even did a study from going back from 2003. The teams traveling from the west to east coast, just in our own country, are only winning at a 40% clip. Yeah, you could go back in and see what teams are traveling from the west and what records they were. But, you know, every coach is always, you know, the Ryan Day is sitting there trying to figure out the secret sauce of when do I leave. If we're playing in the Rose Bowl, is it Thursday? Do I leave Wednesday? Do I leave Saturday morning?
No, it's got to be worse when he wants to go to Washington, right?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Imagine figuring out, I'm going to Frankfurt.
I'll give you 9.6 billion reasons why they want to do it.
Well, that's the only reason.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable. That's it. I mean, if they get 9.6 billion for the Seahawks, right? And, you know, that's staying within the country. Can you imagine how much these owners are going to cash in? I actually, to me, like, Toronto makes sense, Vancouver makes sense, and that's a... You know, I hate it when you get suckered in, because, like, people that can actually give us a good phone call, and then we got to dump them at the end. I hate that. Gary in Cleveland. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hey, Andy. You can't put a team in Toronto. What are you going to do with the Argonauts?
Good point.
Are they? I don't think they're around anymore, are they?
Bulldogs,
are the Argos still there?
Yeah, they're there.
Well, they don't play in the same, like, Grey Cup's over by what? Thanksgiving? When's Grey Cup?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're on that.
Aren't there only about six or eight teams in the CFL anymore?
Yeah, there used to be a lot.
Yeah, it used to be. Fun.
I don't even think Montreal has a team anymore, do they? They still got the Alouettes?
The team that went away, I think, Gary. Have you watched any Canadian football this year? I actually have.
I watch when Hamilton plays because my dad was born in Hamilton. He was a dual citizen.
Oh, nice.
So I watch Hamilton a lot.
BC, Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatchewan, they're still playing in Regina. Winnipeg, Hamilton, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto.
There are that many, huh?
Playing in the CFL?
Does what?
Dustin Crum still playing in the CFL?
I don't know. I got to look.
Pride of Midview.
I have to go look. I have to look.
Yeah, Pride of Kent State, too.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Gary calling in. Appreciate it. By the way, I started watching this. I don't know why I'm walking down this road. This is stupid, but Corner Gas. Have you seen this? It was a show that ended in like, oh no.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Have you ever seen it? Canadian show. I think I'm watching it on Netflix. It popped up the other day. It's very, very Canadian. They were going to the Rough Riders game in Saskatchewan.
No, only Canadian shows I've ever done was some of Shoresy, some of Letterkenny, the Red Green Show, and SCTV. It's about as Canadian as I get.
You can pick that up on your antenna, huh, Andy?
On which one? Saskatchewan or
Canadian Corner Show?
Gas? No, it's on like Netflix. No.
Yeah, well, you must get Netflix on your antenna.
No, I get it on Roku. I have no idea where you're going with this.
You're the proponent of antenna TV.
Oh, I am. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
so that's, you know. I mean, heaven forbid you pay for it. Oh, wait a minute. You're paying for it.
Yeah, trust me, Jeff. I pay for a lot of stuff on that TV that sometimes I wonder, I'm like, am I better to do this or am I better to do that? And then I've got my Spectrum stuff, too. I'm all over the place. I spend way too much money. Richard is in Euclid. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hi, how you doing? Love this show, guys.
Thank you.
Jeff, I'm with you, Jeff. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think that the NFL should let them create their own teams over there, 15 or 16 teams over there, and have their own ownership, but they still get paid, the owners over here. It's too hard on the families to be going back and forth. I think they should be settled. The family is situated there and leave it like that, and it's... We're living in a life how the way the terraces is. It's too much taking a risk.
You know what I'd love to see, Richard?
To make extra money.
Richard, you remember when they had the World League of American Football or NFL Europe, different variations of it?
Yeah.
I would love to see like an 8-team European football league to play it in the spring. I think that would be great again. And I think now's the time for it.
I think it'd be great, too. And look at all these players that can't make the NFL that's cut. Let these players go over there. Let them have their own draft and to give them a chance to go over there and get stable and to make a living.
All right.
That's all I got to say, guys.
The difference is the living wouldn't pay as much as it would if they had an NFL team there. Look, I'm not pro. It's about the game being a little bit bigger in cities that are like. Sometimes I think we get very provincial. Is that the right word, Dan? I'm looking for you for that. We believe that, and we say this is our game, but it's hard not to watch that World Cup and go, man, it is way bigger than what we call football.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard,
also once every 4 years, which
but
helps.
It's like the Olympics. I don't know. We're very provincial, very territorial. I don't think anyone here would care if Toronto got a team. I don't think anybody would care if Montreal got a team or something in North America. Like North America seems
Buffalo
to be.
Buffalo Bills would care if Toronto got a team.
Yeah,
there are cities in the United States that I think would be better, but I know that doesn't tap into a complete foreign market.
Like Seattle wouldn't be thrilled if Vancouver got a team.
Like I'd love to throw a team in Portland the way Portland is blowing up. I know Seattle would get all
Seattle
hot
wouldn't
and
be happy about
on that,
that
one, but you're going to run into that with any kind of expansion. I mean, somebody's going to get grumpy because you're taking their territory to begin with. So
I mean,
you may
Toronto,
as well just flush that idea.
Toronto's the fourth biggest city in North America.
It would make sense. Mexico City makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, Mexico City, New York, and Los Angeles are the only cities bigger than Toronto. And I wonder what the percentage of Canadian season ticket holders is for the Bills.
Now, I will also take the moment to point out that we don't have 32 people to play quarterbacks right now. You think 35 is going to make it better?
I don't
know. Maybe like a World League of American Football again or NFL Europe gives you a chance to develop guys who could end up playing in over here. Kurt Warner. I mean, take a look at quarterbacks who actually, I think Jake Delhomme did as well, who played in NFL Europe and it actually helped them.
Okay. Sarcastic comment, and then I promise a real comment after. But first, sarcasm. You're just saying it because you want Trey Lance to play.
That's the truth. Come on, Trey!
Real comment. The other thing you're going to have to figure out, though, Andy, is you bring up with the stadiums and that stuff. Of course, land rules in Europe are really bizarre. But the second part of that, too, you're never going to get priority over the premier soccer clubs in that area to get the giant stadiums to play those games. You would almost have to build those yourself if you want to play them on Sunday. You're always going to end up with the secondary groups.
I don't know. Yeah, I just.
So wait, why are they building these stadiums over there then? And by the way, I don't know about the Vancouver argument either, because Vancouver has 2.95 million people in the greater Vancouver area. Seattle has 2.4 million people. So I mean, if New York can have two teams, because that's what you're looking at. Oh man, there's 4.2 million people in the Seattle Tacoma Bellevue metro.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's 6 million people there. If New York can handle that, or Chicago, I mean, you're kind of looking at that same kind of. It's not New York, right? It's not Toronto by any means either. But Obviously, the residents are there. And again, it comes back to corporate money. And when you get to that American-Canadian split, you're looking at corporate money. But let me bring up one real quick point that I thought that, you know, one of our friends sent us, that you wonder, now there's, I mean, there's some laws in place too when you're crossing over the line. So, but especially when you go to Europe, there's a lot of European countries that will deny you access to their country if you have a U.S. criminal record. So, like, if you have a criminal record here, they may say you can't go.
I'm withholding comment. I'm not going to.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, could that cause a problem? I mean, look, in baseball, we still have issues, passport issues, visa issues. Every once in a while for baseball,
too easy,
they pop up. All right, I'll let it slide on that one, too.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!